Hai hai, happy new month, happy new year, happy new week, happy weekend. Is this cool to start with? Ah, Jesus Christ. Okay, welcome to Tolu's Corner, and I'm so glad to have you here. Yeah, so how are you doing? How is life with you? I don't know, should I say this? Should I even ask how is adulthood, how is life generally with you, how is everything? Do you know that if I wish I was told, I wish I was given a brief history, a brief story about adulthood when I was much younger. Oh my God, maybe I would have been able to change some things. Oh, don't you think so? Sometimes I feel like I just wish I could change something. I could go turn back the time. And guess what? Here's the thing I've come to learn. Oh my God. I don't know if you would believe this, but I just hope you do. I just hope you do believe me that no matter how you think you want to change, you want to turn back the time, maybe you made some mistakes and you wish you could turn back the time, and you feel, oh, those things with the result of those things you did in the past or something is why you are where you are now, or is why some things happened to you. And I'm not really talking about the positive parts now. Okay, I want to like point at the negative part. No, negative things that has happened, or maybe you make a mistake, or you lost an opportunity. Maybe an opportunity came and then you lost it, and you've not gotten another one. You've not seen another opportunity till now. You haven't seen such opportunity as the one you missed. And you're like, oh, if you had this, if you had that, if you had done this, if I had done that, I wouldn't have been this. This wouldn't have happened if I had said so things. Does it happen to you? Sometimes you just sit and you remember something that happened in the past, and then you're like, oh, if I had said this thing, or if I had taken this particular action, maybe something would have. In fact, when you're thinking about it this time around, you won't even make it. You won't even say maybe. You just say it wouldn't have been like that. As if you have really, you could actually make corrections. Like you're so sure. You are so sure that thing wouldn't have been like that. It wouldn't have happened if you had done a particular thing. Some, you know, certain things. If you had taken. Certain actions, then it wouldn't have been like that. Sincerely. And best believe it, this is what I wanted to say before I digressed. Best believe it, even if you can turn back the time, you will still be that person you were. I don't know if you're going to believe this, but I just hope you do. This is what I wanted to say earlier when I said, I hope you do. Oh, I am saying the truth. I know what I'm saying, because, okay, let's take, for instance, let's say I want to, like, I wish to turn back the time, and I'm given the opportunity to turn back the time now. Let's say, turn back the time to past 3 years, past 4 years. Ah,
something started 4 years ago. I mean 5 years ago or something. That I feel I just wish till now, God knows, God sees my heart, and it's not even possible. There's nothing I can do about it. But yeah, I've learned my lessons. Oh my God, all those things that happened, I really learned a lot, and it's a great experience for me. And now, have you ever thought about it and you're like, I was really, really foolish. I'm sorry to use that word. I'm not going to use it. What other word am I supposed to use? Jesus Christ. Is it actually okay for me to use that word? No. It's only the book of Proverbs that, you know, would say that with confidence to you. And you cannot erase it. You cannot erase it from the passages. You cannot even do that. But yeah. I don't know if that makes sense, if that's okay for me to say, but then sometimes you just feel, you just say things to yourself like, you mean you allowed this to happen? No. Oh my God. And those things find its way to infiltrate us, and then we begin to regret. But we now forget the lessons learned from it. We forget it, we take that away. Do you know that some people learn things from I'm sharing my thoughts, guys, so I'm really sorry for missing my words. Some people learned Tolu, what is this thing that you are doing? Concentrate. Yeah, in Jesus' name. Some people learn things through books that they've read, maybe, or someone's speech. Maybe they get the opportunity to attend a conference or a program, or the opportunity to talk to a friend. Maybe you meet a friend, and the person just, like, you guys are discussing about something, and the person just mentioned that thing, and then you just realize that, whoa, okay, and you just learn from the conversation. Yeah, that is meant to happen. That one will happen. But many of us learn by experience. You will go through that thing. You will have to go through it, as hard as it is. God will allow it to happen to you. Sometimes I just think about it, that God, what are you trying to do in this thing, this particular thing happening? Because have you ever thought about it that God purposely will want to, like, make you know about something, bring a knowledge to you, or a particular understanding to you, and if you are going to get it from somebody or a job you take, and then God knows himself that thing it will not last. Once you have been able to learn what you have to learn and the time is up, he doesn't mind. He's not... Have you thought about this thing? Like, he does not mind if that thing breaks. Like, let it just break. Let it just sack you, Abby. Oh my God. My God. What am I saying? I know what I'm saying. I know what I'm saying. Like, God will just, like, okay, time up. You know the way he wrote the story. He knows himself the way he wrote the story. And then when it's time for this one to leave, have you read books, story books that, or history, and then you hear somebody's name in a particular passage, maybe particular chapter, maybe like two chapters, and after the two chapters, or you just get to hear somebody's name, a character in the middle of the book, maybe chapter 4 or 5, and after chapter 7. You don't get to hear the person's name again, and then it goes on, and then the person gets to meet someone else, or join a particular organization, or take another job, or something just happens, and the person just Jesus Christ. And that person is gone. You don't even get to hear the person's name anymore. That character, you don't get to hear that character anymore till the end of the... That means there are some people that are not meant to stay in your life. There's jobs that God knows himself. What I'm trying to say is that God is aware that God knows why you took the job and you lost the job. And you later lost the job. God is aware. God knows. Can we all together just say a prayer right now and say, God, Abba, please, I am begging. I meant to beg. And just like say, God, please, can you please just show me some things that are about to happen. Show me things. Show me things to come. Show me ancient. Do we know that song? Is it Table of Sunday? Ancient word, ancient light, show me things, Eden. I think it's Lawrence Oyo. Yeah, Pastor Lawrence Oyo. Oh, God. Can we just say a prayer right now? Because me, myself, and I want to say a prayer. Like, Abba, please. Is it, can you please just show me things to come so that I don't want to make mistakes. If you ask me, to be honest with you, I don't think I want to make any mistake anymore in my life that I've made before, or not made before, or any other mistake again that I will regret in the next 1 year. I don't want to, because there are if I should start thinking about things that has happened in my life, things that I have Tolu, what's this Yoruba girl that you're beginning to say? Things I have experienced in my life, things that I have. I was saying something. I hope I'm not shouting. I was talking about you. I've lost my line of thought. Oh my God, I've lost my line of thought. What was I saying? I wanted to say something now. But yeah, let's just continue. May God help us. It is well. Okay, so if you ask me, I don't want to make any mistake again. Like, is it possible? Please, so I mean, I'm just doing an introspection. Is it possible? But there's nothing you can. God has written your story. God knows. For someone who is praying that, God, please, help me know your ways. Help me know your will. Can you come? Show me your will. Tell me your will, and I will follow. Notice that I will obey. I will do your will. And you're thinking, I've come to the volume of. I've come in the volume of the book, which was written about me. That's it, by the way. I'm sorry I digressed. So, and you're like, why am I laughing, Seth? Why am I laughing? This is just a special thing I'm doing there. Let's check it. Let's see. I was saying something that there's nothing you can do. If you're still that person you were before, you would have still made the same mistake. Why? Because the knowledge you have now is not the knowledge you had then. You will still be that person, except you want to wish, you want to add to the wish that I wish I can turn back the time and know the things I know now. Add it to it, please. If you want to do that, add it to it. Even though you know it's not possible, right? Okay. So, like, I just wish I could just, like, ask God that, please, let everything just be going smoothly. Have you seen some people it seem to you like they have never made any mistake? There's no problem. No problem ever has happened to them. Have you ever seen people like that? And you see yourself like you are so different. Yeah, I was saying something that some people will learn through books. Many of us will learn by experience. What am I saying? The people that learn by experience are people that
They are meant to help other people. They are meant to save somebody. Maybe, yes, there's somebody that God is actually going to orchestrate your way. God is going to orchestrate your way, bring them your way, and then you will need to teach them something. You will need to have a conversation with them, or they are meant to learn something from you. And then when you are talking, you cannot compare someone who knows about something, who learned by book, by a book, or a guest, a speech or something, and is telling you. It can't be compared to someone who has gone through that thing. Now, take the disciples, for instance. After Jesus died and resurrected and left, and he sent the Holy Ghost to the disciples. The disciples, the book of Acts is really a book that actually have given me this kind of confidence. Like, it has given me this hope. Yeah, hope. So much so that, do you see the way Peter was talking with confidence? He wasn't just talking like someone who heard or read alone. He was talking by experience. It's something that he has experienced. You can't take that away from them. It is possible for somebody that read something to forget. But when you go through the experience, you are the one that thing really happened to. You can't erase that. You can't. But as much as you regret going through that thing, you regret having that experience, going through that particular thing or encountering that particular thing, as much as that, how will you feel when God is now later using you, using that particular experience to bless other people? When you are talking to them or sharing with them, what joy can be like that? What joy could be like that? What joy? This same you, if you want to turn back the time, you will still go through that thing for you to have that knowledge. There's nothing you can do except you want to evade that knowledge. But if you are meant to have that knowledge, you know, when you are growing, things happen. So when you actually go through things when you are growing, and don't feel bad when you make mistakes, when you fail the test, when you fail the exam. It's how you learn. Don't feel bad. Don't say, those things happen, and then it caught something away from you. It did something to you. But inwardly, it's building something within you. It's building you. You may not have seen it then. You may not see it then, but hey, it's building something within you. Have you seen people share their experience? And you're like, oh wow. And you see them now. And you're like, oh wow. So just wow. And that kind of thing. I know that there are times that I say to myself that I wish I could just turn back the time. I had said it to myself. I wish I could turn back the time. I wish I could erase this thing. I wish I could correct this particular thing. I wish I could. And best believe it, it is the devil bringing those things back just to get you weakened. Just to weaken you. Just to get you in one particular way. Maybe a particular, you're going through a particular situation or a phase in your life, and it's quite not looking like, you know, the way you expected it to look like, and the devil is now reminding you of something. Do you know that it is that person that you this and that? Do you know is that this thing that you said? Do you know that is this? What is wrong in you making mistakes? It's how you learn.
It's high time we begin to talk back to the devil. Sincerely, it's high time we begin to talk back to the devil that if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. All things are passed away. Even Apostle Paul said it that one thing I've learned. He said, it's not like I have attained though, but then I leave those things that I've gone, those things in the past, I've left it behind. I leave it behind me. And I focus on the race, this race I'm running, this race that is set before me. That one has gone. Let's leave it aside and continue. That one has happened. Yes, it has happened. Leave it aside and continue. When you are going on a journey, many things will happen to you. Many things will happen. Let's, for instance, I want to travel to Abuja. I'll be Ibadan. I'm in Lagos, actually. I want to travel to Ibadan. And it's a rainy season. And rain start to fall. Do you know that there's nothing I can do to stop that rain from falling? Even if the rain is going to delay me from going to where I'm going to, when the rain stops, I will pick up my bag and continue. I don't know if you get what I'm saying. It's not the same context, but I'm trying to make use of an example. Hey, okay, I started by saying, oh, I wish someone had told me, maybe I was giving a brief story about about this adulthood and the things I've experienced in life. I wish someone had told me I would have tread carefully. I don't know, but then I have a lot to be grateful for. I'm so grateful to God for the things that God actually allowed to happen in my life. I thank God for the things God actually took away. The things I desired myself, I got myself into it. I brought it, I entertained it, and God took it away. I'm grateful for it. I'm so grateful. God only knows how he... I stumbled on this verse, Jeremiah 29, verse 11. It says, you know, normally the King James Version or New King James Version says, I know the plan I have for you. It's of good and not of evil, that you may have an expected end. Now, there's this particular version I stumbled on, but it wasn't stated on the scripture. It wasn't written there. I just stumbled on it. It says, I only knows the plan I have for you, which means no one else knows it. God knows it. And God knows it will be okay for you to go through that thing. Sometimes I just feel God is saying that, that which I forgot before, I remember now. Sometimes I just feel God is saying that, I need Tolu to understand this thing. I need Tolu to know about this thing. It will be needed in the future. But how is she going to do it? I think this particular friend of ours, this particular person, will learn from this person, because this person has it. This person has. Please listen to me. This person has what she needs for this particular season. So I'm going to orchestrate it. I'm going to do it in a way, arrange it in a way that she's going to meet this particular person. And one way or the other, they become friends. She just have to learn it from this person. Now, or she needs to learn this particular thing that will be useful in the future. She needs to take this particular job because she needs to get that knowledge from this particular job. So I'm going to give you this job and she's going to get it, but it's not going to last. I wish God just told me that only this thing I'm giving you that you are rejoicing about is not going to last. When it's done, when this when the
When the whole thing I want you to get from this is done, you are done. You need to leave. So don't feel bad when some people leave your life, or or it happened out of your own volition to leave a particular place, a particular location, a particular job, or a particular relationship, or a business. Don't see it as, oh, yes, I know how much you really, but I need you to know that God knows you better than you know yourself, and He knows the best for you. Once He sees that something is not good for you, He takes it out of your way. Once He sees that you need something, He will allow it to come in so that you can learn what you have to learn. And I want you to know that when you're going through that thing, know that God is right there with you. God is right there with you. I was saying it earlier that when you're reading a storybook and then you get to know about someone, you know, hear about someone's character or someone's name, you just happen on it, and then after like few chapters, it's gone. You can't even hear about the person anymore. That's because the person's work is done. Do you know that Joseph? I just come to understand that. I think last week the Holy Spirit taught me about it. Do you know that Joseph needed to get to Egypt? But there was no way he would have gotten to Egypt. He has to get to Egypt one way or the other. So God, never mind. He was just mindful of that exact place he had planned to take him to. And so something had to happen, one thing or the other had to happen. And then they came up with a plan, the brothers now, they came up with a plan to sell him. Oh, God allowed it. God would have seized it, right? God would have stopped it. But God allowed it. If you selling him will make him get to that place, I don't mind. I just need you to go through it. Just go. There's somewhere I'm taking you to. You can't see it. You don't know it. I know I've shown you the vision. I know I've shown you the vision. I've showed you the vision. You've seen it. I've showed you who you are going to be. You can see the picture. You know you are going to become this. You know you are going to become that. But you yourself don't know how you're going to get there. God only. That's me explaining the verse I recited earlier. Does that make sense? It is well. that's me just explaining that particular scripture. God only knows the plan He has for you, and He's the only one that will take you there. I don't know if I'm still in line. But then, Joseph had to go there. After the old prison, Kinikon, he became a slave and all that. And it was still, the Bible says the favor of God was still upon him. Like, the hand of God was still upon him, that he was blessed. He was so different from others. Like, he was made the leader, the head of them. And now let me tell you something, the part that actually got me the most, the part that actually got, I almost shouted, like I almost screamed, like whoa, is the part where, you know, they made him, he was made the leader, the leader of the prisoners or the slaves, anyone. Do you see where he would be given? As a leader, he would be given food for other slaves or prisoners. He would have been given food to, if that makes sense, to share with the prisoners and make sure that the food is enough for them, for every one of them. He would share it. And if anything is remaining, he would do it accordingly, exactly. Do you know that knowledge helped him when he became, when he was given the position, when Pharaoh gave him that position of the second in command?
Oh my God. He was able to, that wisdom was there. Something he learned. Now, it doesn't matter how he learned it, but it is useful in the position he's given. God knew he would need it in a way that he would need that wisdom, that knowledge to store food, you know, to know how things will be enough for the whole kingdom. So now, if God has showed you that, oh, you become this, so you will not be thinking for yourself. You'll be thinking for God, though. You'll be thinking for God. You'll be setting everything for God and say, well, with this thing that God has told me, okay, well, it should be through, maybe God will just, you know, take me to one position, then I will, you know, connect with somebody, maybe Dangote, and from there, I will be, you know, I'll be added to the board members, and from there, he would like me, and yeah, I will, you know, from there, I will be giving him advice, and, you know, things like that. But that's not how God works. Jesus. God's ways are is quite different. The way God's way is different from the way of man. And Joseph was taken from, in fact, when he went to Potiphar's house, he needed to be there for a while. There was a need for Potiphar to cater for everything he needs. And then because of that, he had to be his servant. He had to be given the role to be in charge of everything that man has had. Everything the man has, everything. He was given the role. Being given the role, he made sure that everything was quite okay. Everything was all right. It was God teaching him. It was a little. I'm sorry. I'm. In case you're hearing the sound of the table, I'm so immersed, engrossed in this whole thing, and hey, not knowing that he was still going through. It would still get to a bigger place, but God was using a little thing to teach him, to give him the knowledge, the experience of something he would do later. Little nuances. What am I trying to draw from this is, if anything comes your way, know that God is aware, except you are not concerned about God's plan and purpose for your life, and you don't want his will. But if you desire his plan and purpose, his will, if you desire his will, there are some things that you would need to question God. That Afa Baba, no be like this to tell me how is it. I'm sorry about the pigeon. It's Nigerian in me, just popping up. it's just eliciting sincerely. So God does not mind. That's what I've come to learn so far. If there is any knowledge you need, God does not. In fact, sometimes you miss your relationship breaks because there's something you do. You know that it's possible for God to say, okay, I'm bringing a friend to you now, and then one way or the other, you guys get, you know, this feeling comes in, and then you fall in love, and then you start a relationship and things like that, and God will allow the relationship, but God will say that if that's how you are going to learn this thing, this part from this person, if you want to be in a relationship and that's how you are going to get it, then no wala. Chebi, you want to get that relationship. Me, I shall know that this person is not for you. This person is not your husband or is not your wife. So, but this thing you are supposed to learn. you will learn it. Or sometimes it is God putting you on this, it is God hiding you or keeping you for a certain time, a certain period, a certain season. I don't know if you get. Sometimes it is God keeping you for a particular time to come. It is God just hiding you. It is not only relationship, oh. I beg, I'm not a relationship castello, right? So it's about business, maybe about business, life itself, family, so many things. The place you find yourself, ministry, job. It is God hiding you sometimes. So when you find yourself in a small church and then you are seeing yourself as a big person, and people, your friends are telling you that you're not supposed to be here. Your glory can never shine here. Nobody can know you here. But it is God sometimes keeping you there, and you're asking God, God, why are you keeping me here? Why do I have to just be here? Why? I'm supposed to be out there. See, my mates are doing things and doing that. But God knows that it's not yet time. And He is not just hiding you there or keeping you there. You need to learn something. As small as it looks, as small as it seems to you, God knows what you are going to learn. God knows what you will need. And He sees that platform as what you need at that moment, that period, that season. God knows that there's something you're going to learn. You may not know it now, that period, but later you start seeing some nuances exhibiting within you, exhibiting from you, like you start exhibiting some things, you start seeing some things unleashing. And then you're like, where did I get this? How did I get this? Wow, where did this come from? And it's you then you now remember, oh, so time. Oh, this is That's if you're in the position, your heart is actually open that period, and the Holy Spirit just bring the understanding to you. So sometimes don't let people even choose for you. Just surrender to His way. Anything that comes your way, know that He's Elroy and He sees everything. Things may not be working well for you now. Know that He is aware. All you have to do is to stay with Him as long as you are sure you are staying and you are listening. Something happened to me in 2023, and I was really, really doing a lot. I know that, when it comes to, God was actually using me, like in my local church, then my former local church. You know, I was able to bring people together and gather people and disciples. And, God had led me to bring them together, to teach them the way of the Lord and things like that. So God put that burden within me, in me, and then I started out, and it was really going well. Fire was like everywhere was burning and all that, and then all of a sudden, I was right. I don't know if this is right for me to say, or I'm allowed to say this now. I don't know if the Holy Spirit is granting me the permission to say this. I don't know, Holy Spirit. And something happened to me. I fell sick. I fell so sick that it was like my faith was being tested. My faith in God was being tested. Something I had just preached on the altar. I was done preaching. I got down. The next day or 2 days after, the sickness was so much that it almost took my life. It almost took my life. And when I was asking God, even in that sickness, on bed, I was asking God, do you know when you're going through a pain and then the only thing you could ask for is death? Say, sell it. That was what happened to me. My friends can attest to this. My close friends can attest to this. When that thing happened, when the open came in, everything happened, I was right. No, I'm not permitted to say it. I shouldn't. I was doing something that God actually asked me to do. I was in the presence of God. Yeah. I was in the presence of God. You know, worshiping, doing what He wanted me to do. And I was like, God, how far now? I started questioning Him. And I thank God my mom, my dad were there for me, like my siblings, the people that God has actually surrounded me with. Like, I thank God. I just thank God. I was right there. And I was questioning God. I started to mock, like, it was like, God, am I not doing enough? Like, I'm sure I'm doing this with you. I'm actually right with you. I'm doing that. I'm obeying you. I'm following your will. I'm staying. Why would you even allow this to happen? Is it that I've sinned? Is it I've done something wrong to you? And for real, God is not that kind of person. We shouldn't be relating something that has happened in the past, or that God has even forgiven us for, or something that God does not even remember, doesn't even matter to God. We now start bringing it in and be judging that this is actually what caused this. This is actually what, that's what devil wants to bring to us. This thing is what caused this one. That one is what caused this one. How? And I started questioning God there. How did I go wrong? Where did I go wrong? Yeah. Where did I go wrong? That this is actually happening to me. In fact, I couldn't pray. I couldn't do what I was doing with God. So I questioned God. Do you like this one? Do you like this? And do you know what God kept telling me? I love you. I mean, it was so mind-blowing. You know, if a human had done that to me, I would have like, do you have no heart? Do you have no sympathy? Are you not, do you have no mercy? Do you have no pity? I would have said so. I would have seen the kind of situation I was that period. And God kept telling me, I love you. In fact, I was like, Papa, can you just say something? And it was after I got healed and all that, it came back to my mind towards the ending of 2023. I just went on my knees and I was just thanking God. Thank you that happened to me. When He brought the understanding to me why He allowed that to happen. Oh my God, I saw God saving me, rescuing me from something, delivering me from something. And I was, when God told me, I was like, hey, I never knew. I'm sorry I argued. I'm sorry I grumbled. I'm sorry I murmured, I questioned you. I'm sorry. But yeah, God is not an author of confusion. God definitely did not bring that up. But the devil brought it up. And God said, okay, I've seen a way to make something so happen. So let's do this. Go ahead, do it. I there's something I want to bring out of this. So go ahead, I will. From there, take this one, then make use of this one, then arrange it like this, then pop, the other one happens. It's still my story, still the way I write it. Just go on. Hi! I just say, God, your wisdom, your wisdom, it's past man's understanding. I mean, your ways, it passes man's understanding. So, this right here, I'm just, it's just me sharing things going on with me. And I know that even if it's not looking like it now, I know God is aware.
As long as I'm consistent, I stay. And may God help us to be consistent. May God help me to stay. May God help me to be consistent. May God help me. You can just be saying that to yourself right now. May God help me to be consistent. May God help me. May God help me to be consistent in His presence, to wait. To wait, to so wait and listen to Him. Right now, with what I've learned, I want to understand why God is allowing something to happen, so that the peace that passes all understanding, the peace that surpasses all understanding can... can come to me, and so that my mind and my heart can be guarded, so that I don't misbehave, I don't do what I'm not supposed to do, I don't take actions because I'm in haste, or I'm under pressure, or I just want something to happen so fast. God, who has promised, will surely bring those things He has promised to pass. We are the exact character of this story. And we have to work together with the Lord to make it happen exactly how He has done it. He has written it. Everything is bringing our way is not the mistakes we make. Everything we make, God is aware we made those mistakes. And if God by now has not given up on us, if God by now choose not to hate us, if God by now, despite our mistakes, despite the unspeakable things we have done or we have gone through in life, despite all that, God is still consistent in His way. He is still faithful to us. Then who cares? Who cares whatsoever prejudice that comes from people, whatsoever judgment or condemnation that comes from people, if God still loves you despite these things, then who is it who wasn't there when you were made, who wasn't available when God breathed into you and you become a living soul, who wasn't there when God was arranging your forefathers, your great grandmother, to just make sure you come alive? Who is the person that who wasn't there? Judge or criticize you or make you feel bad. I'm talking about even the devil. Make you feel bad about something that has happened in the past. If God has not left you despite those things you have done, God has forgotten even your mistakes and you are still dwelling there. Really? Who dares criticize you because of the things you've done in the past? If any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. He's a new creature. You are learning. You will not become a perfect person in a day. How did you become perfect? You learn. And while learning, you're bound to make mistakes. While learning, because you don't have that knowledge before, you can't blame yourself. You did not have the knowledge. You did not have the understanding you have. You did not have it. And you can't force it then, because you did not have it. So you are meant to, you will make mistakes. You will make mistakes. That is how you grow. That is how you grow. That is how you grow. You'll be pruned. The pruning, the instructions, the pain, they make the story. They build it up. I usually make use of this analogy a lot about a building. A building did not just appear. It starts from the land. The land is being worked on. You clear the land, you clear grasses from the land, the things that we indict, you clear it away. And then you begin to dig. You begin to dig to make shapes for your foundation. And after building, when bricks are already standing, before they cover it, after covering it up,
You see people, you see the bricklayers, oh, the plumbers, when they come, for them to insert the pipes inside the wall, they will have to break the wall. The period of breaking will come. The period of digging will come. But when the house is complete, when it is painted, you will never imagine. You look at the walls, look around the wall, and you will never see anything like pipes, because those pipes has been inserted and it's been covered up. It's been covered up. That is how, that's what happens when we go through the things we go through. Like grace will not cover it up. Mercy will not cover it up and paint it and beautify us. Hi. It will paint and beautify us. I don't know. Jesus, help us. Jesus, help us to stay and go through the things necessary for us to go through. Help us not to skip the things we need to learn. Help us not to skip before the due time. Help us not to skip. Help us not to run. Help us not to evade. Help us not to escape it. Help us not to avoid it. Help us, Jesus, to stay and go through it, knowing that even when we are going through it, you are right there with us. The outward part may be burning out. The outward part may be, people may be seeing us that, oh, this person is foolish, this person is stupid. You are taking this particular thing, you are doing this. How can you say that God asked you to do this? How can you say that God is asking you to stay? How can you say that God is saying the kidney cock? Can't you see your mates? Can't you see that? But the inward part is being built day by day. Day by day. Can we take our eyes off the things that we are seeing now and keep looking at the things that are unseen? Because the things that are unseen are internal. When you are growing, I repeat, when we are growing, I'm saying this to myself as well. While growing, you will go through something. That's how you learn. From primary school, when you are growing, for a baby that is crawling, baby will keep falling. We keep falling. You will rise up again. You will fall. It will rise up. It will fall. Then the baby now become, now stand well. He has fallen so many times that he now knows how to stand well. So sometimes he may even be making the same mistake, maybe like more than twice. You may have made mistakes more than twice, and you're like, oh no, no one's supposed to hear this. But then it is for your stability. It is to help you strong. God will be looking at you. If it is for you to, you are falling again, okay, oh yeah, rise up. The righteous shall fall seven times. It will arise again. It will arise again. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord promised to deliver you from it all. That's the word. God will surely deliver you from it. He will deliver you from there. He has his way of helping you. His mercy endures forever. So let's learn. Let him prune you. Let him groom you. As long as it is, don't be in haste that, oh, time is going, this and that. Follow the process. Let's just follow the process. Let's follow the process. I'm also learning. Let's follow the process. It may not be easy. But those mistakes are meant to shape you. Are meant to shape us. They are meant to help us. They are meant to do something to us. They are meant to teach us something. They are doing something within us. It is God working on us. He doesn't mind. He will not feel bad that you are making mistakes. He knows it's part of the process. So he won't feel bad. Focus on him. He's the one working on you. He's your maker. He's your creator. He's the one who has called you to this earth. So take your face away from, your ears away from what you are hearing or what you are seeing, and then you begin to feel bad, get depressed. Get depressed because of thoughts that comes to you, because of what the devil is telling you. You are now depressed. You wish you could just die. You wish death would just come so that you can just escape the shame. You can just escape the consequences, the penalty. And you are now taking your years off
the report of the Lord. What is God saying about this? Were the disciples not ridiculed? They were humiliated. It is well with us in Jesus' name. It is well with us in Jesus' name. We'll keep learning. We'll keep learning. We will learn in Jesus' name. We will learn. We will learn. We will learn. We'll keep learning. We'll stay in the process. We'll stay. We'll stay. We will go through the necessary process that is needed. We will stay. We will go through it. And then grace will beautify it. Mercy will beautify it. That's how God works. That's how He does His things. We just have to learn how God is working, what God is doing. And so we can just align. May the Lord help us. May the Lord help us to stay and follow the process. May the Lord help us not to be too fast. May the Lord help us not to be even slow. May the Lord help us to walk in His pace. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Wow, that's the gist. I didn't know we're going to end it this way. I plan to just share what's going on with me right now, like how I'm feeling right now, that what God is actually doing in me, within me, in this season, and how I'm feeling, and how I'm seeing this whole adulthood. I'm blessed. I don't know about you, I'm blessed. Thank you, Jesus. So thank you if you have listened to this part. I'm thankful. Thank you so much for staying, for waiting. God bless you. God bless you. And please do have a great week. Have a great weekend, whatever the time you're listening. Stay blessed. May the God of peace be with you all. Amen.